Hello.
This is Andrew with customer support. We're returning your call. May I have your zip code?
29033.
29033?
That's correct.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
John E. Smith.
Have you placed an order for something?
No, I called back in, when was it? On 11-2-22, telling that there was an unauthorized charge on there. And instead of taking it off, and I got a confirmation number, the very next day they added a charge on again. So I got two 7297s that need to be credited back to my card.
Okay. I don't see your name yet. So did you get an order number?
Who are you from?
This is a call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. So we need to find that order in your name to help you.
Okay. It's on this charge card, it's Pure Max.
But did you get an order number?
No, there's not an order number on there. I guess I'll have to call back when they actually answer the phones themselves.
Well, we're the call center, so we answer the phone for them 24/7. So, how do you spell your last name? I should be able to find it if there's an order in your name here.
Okay, S-M-I-T-H.
And the first name is spelled?
J-O-H-N.
Okay, one moment. Okay, what's your email address? Let's see if I can find it that way.
It's jesmith1551@yahoo.com.
Do you have more than one email?
That's it.
Okay. Of course, you have a very common name, so I don't see anything in your name yet.
Okay. The address is Casey, South Carolina.
And what did you order, and what's the charge?
Well, the only thing that I agreed to was to pay the shipping for the free watch, which is $5.74, and that's correct. And that happened on 9/27, and then on 10/1, they added 7297. I called on 11/2, and they gave me a confirmation number saying it would be removed. And then on 11/3, instead of removing, they put an additional 7297. So now I got two 7297s on my charge card that were not authorized by me.
Okay. I don't see those charges here. First of all, I have to pinpoint and find that account. Since you don't have an account number, did you get an email when you ordered this with some type of confirmation of your order?
Yes, on
did you get an order number with that?
Well, for the 574, not those other two charges, but the order confirmation number on email is 261-831010.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so I do see, of course, the John E. Smith here now. So will you verify that address for me?
It's 116 Longleaf, L-O-N-G-L-E-A-F, Drive, Casey, C-A-Y-C-E, South Carolina, 29033.
One moment. Okay, so I'm just to kind of see where you had the Elite X Tactical Watch. The watch tracks your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. That's when this account was created. Now, this account is already closed. When you called in on the 2nd of this month, the account was already is already closed. And you were it
Okay.
was explained that there would be no other information. This account can't be used anymore because you called in on the 2nd of November and closed the account.
Well, I don't want to use it anymore. I want my 7297 that was charged 2 times to be refunded to the card. And
Okay. Well,
I was told on November 2nd at 5:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the lady gave me a confirmation number that 7297 was going to be removed. And the very next day, November 3rd, they put an additional 7297 on there. So I got 2 charges that need to go back to my card.
Okay, so well, I do see the charges. Of course, those charges are valid because that's what you ordered. The when you ordered the Elite Tactical Watch, you joined the shopping club. That's a discount savings club.
Well,
But I will.
I didn't agree to that.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Based on what we see here, that's what you agreed to. But I do understand if you missed the terms and conditions. That's what's on the order, though. Now, I'll go to my supervisor and see what else we can do for you because this charge is valid. And when they spoke with you on the 2nd, they did explain that to you, that this account would be closed. But I'll let my supervisor know what you're saying, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so my supervisor's saying what she can do is she can justify giving you 35% refund on both of those charges. The account is already closed, and the company will allow her to do that.
Well,
That would go back to your.
hold on. I understand the money, the company trying to keep money, but one way or another, I'm gonna get 7297 back 2 times to my card. If I have to call the fraud department or the bank and have them handle it, but I would assume that you all are enough customer service that you would correct your own problems.
Well, it's not a problem on our end because this is a valid order. This is a call center. We answer the phone for the company that you ordered this from. And based on what we see here, this charge is valid because it was authorized by you when you placed the order. But I can't.
I didn't authorize that.
Well, it was authorized on the order when you placed the order on September 27th for the tactical watch. So what we will do, I'll go back to my supervisor and let her know what you're saying. Hold on
Well,
one moment.
let me know what you're going to do. I'm going to get it back one way or another if I have to go through the fraud department of the bank card. That's not right.
Yes, ma'am. It's not fraud because it's a valid order, and in the terms and conditions, that's what you agreed to. But I will go back to her and see what else we can do
If
for
I
you.
agreed to anything like that, it was not clear. The point is, I did not agree to that. I don't want it, and I want my 2 refunds back.
Yes, ma'am. We have to follow the company's protocol. I will be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she's saying what she can do is justify giving you half of those fees back. Of course, the account is already closed. The company can't bill you anymore.
Okay, we back where we were. If that's your final answer, I'm going to call the fraud department of the bank and let them handle it. I'm not paying either one of those charges.
Okay. Well, the charges have already gone through on the MasterCard, and they will pull the order as well and see that the terms and conditions were justified. But I do understand what you're saying, but I have to let my supervisor know because I can't make any changes because I have to follow the company's guidelines. These charges are valid.
I understand that. The second charge should have never been put on there to begin with because I called on 11-2 and they gave me a confirmation number that they were going to return that $72.97. And the very next day, they put an additional charge on there. So the second charge shouldn't have been on there to begin with. And of course, the first was not valid. So, but anyway, I think you understand where I'm coming from, and nobody's going to pay for anything that they don't want.
Yes, ma'am, but it was ordered. But I do understand what you're saying. So the charge that on the second was, it did go through on the second, and you called, let's see, it went through earlier that day, and you didn't speak to anyone until like five something. The account was charged earlier that morning. You may not have seen it on your card until the third.
I spoke to them on 11-2.
Yes,
The
ma'am.
second charge came through on 11-3.
Well, actually, it was charged on the second, so I'm not sure. It may not have posted to your card until the third, but they did. The company charged it on the second. But
Okay.
hold on. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, so my supervisor is going to allow me to go ahead and give you the full refund this time, but she did say she wanted me to reiterate to you the importance of reading those terms and conditions thoroughly before you're placing these orders, because
Well,
she did authorize it.
I even copy them before I agree to it. So if it's in there, it's purely hidden. But anyway, the bottom line is you go refund both of those 72.97s.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go back to the MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days, but hold the line. Okay, so the account was already closed by the previous person. You're just waiting for the refund. You'll get an email indicating that the refunds are on the way. And thank you so much for calling customer support.
Okay, again, and clarify, the refunds.